I was wondering about the minig some people have of getting rid of all their chametz before Pesach. Is the reason behind the minig that people think the whole idea of selling chametz is a sham, or is it because of the machlokas over what constitutes a valid sale when it comes to goy? If it's the first answer, then how do they do the requirement of chazal to sell chametz in case they find some later if it is a sham? Also, why would chazal make a requirement that is uncertain of how it is actually done, kinyan to a goy? Also, if the requirement is only the rabbanon, then why all the fuss? Not to say that it's unimportant, but I thought sofik to rabbanon lakula. Thanks for this wonderful site, anonymous from the United States. There's a few misconceptions over here. There is no mitzvah to sell your chametz. From the Torah and the addition of the rabbis, according to many, is a person has to do two things with his chametz. He has to search and make sure that there's no known chametz around. And on all the other chametz that may be around but he doesn't know about, he makes bittul chametz. He renounces his ownership on it and declares it like dust of the earth. If he's done both of those things, he's fulfilled his mitzvah. That means that you can't have any known chametz around. When there were big concerns that sold beer and whiskey and people who owned supermarkets or whatever and made their living by selling things that were chametz, so they couldn't destroy all their chametz. Again, from the Torah, it's a mitzvah to search for the chametz. If you find it, to burn it. And if you don't find it, to declare any chametz you don't know about that may be in your possession null, void, and ownerless. But if people would burn all the chametz they found, all of their warehouses and stock, they couldn't have existed. So therefore, based on the Gemara, it's possible to sell your chametz to a goy, that the goy should own it over Pesach, and then you could buy it back from him after Pesach. And even though this is a harama, it's something that's obvious that you're intended to buy it back, and it's because you don't want to destroy the chametz, since it's a valid sale, that's perfectly okay. However, if it's not necessary to rely on this, since there are questions as to how that valid sale can be made, and there's no real need to rely on it, there are people who hold that if you don't have a real need to rely on it, then better to get rid of all your chametz, actually, than to rely on the sale.